Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you.
Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Thank you guys for tuning in this afternoon. Today's show is going to be fabulous. So you guys asked for it, and we are going to give it to you. We are going to get inside of the man's mind. We're going to pick their brains, and we're going to see why are men from, is it Venus, and we're from Mars, whichever one that is. So, guys, I know I got a lot of my ladies that will be tuned into the show because we recently did a show on women and getting inside of a woman's mind. And, guys, you know, there's always controversy, and there are men and women and how they think, particularly in marriage. So a lot of folks are not equally yoked. Some people on a seesaw. You're never on the same page at the same time. And so we want to talk a little bit about how we may can change some of that. So not necessarily a therapy session, but kind of a therapy session. So ladies, let's go for the ride. Men that are tuned in on the show, you will have an opportunity as well to email in your questions. So this Thursday afternoon, I have in the studio with me, Gary Williams. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
I have Tim Gray. Good morning, Tim. And I have David Murphy, guys. That's Lost Mouse.
Good morning.
So, yeah, this will be interesting. So, guys, listen, this is a keep it real. So, no hold back. You're not going to be judged. Nobody's going to penalize you because we all know sometimes, you know, men, you guys don't talk because you guys think you're going to have to hear it next week, right? So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Or you feel like she's going to bring it up next year. So this is for my husband. You will not be judged today in the studio. We're at work. I won't hold you accountable for what you say. So anyway, getting started, about 2 months ago when I did do my show for women, there were a lot of folks that want to hear what you know, how men think. And so I put a poll out, I did a little survey and sent out some questions that women may want the answers to. Now, guys, it's like probably about 78 questions. Now, we're not going to answer, be able to answer 78 questions this morning. So what we're going to do is try to answer some, get you guys' input, and see where y'all go wrong. Okay, well, we all go wrong. So anyway, I want to start with the first question, and this is from Melissa. Melissa is in Chi-Town. So Melissa wants to know, are you okay with your wife having friends of the opposite sex? So, Gary, I'll let you answer that for us.
Well, I personally do not have a problem. I believe that's an issue typically comes from a lack of trust, and that's basically for both individuals. It's not a man thing. I don't think it's a woman thing. I just believe that if two people can make each other feel comfortable, be honest 100% of the time, regardless of the situation, we don't, as men, have a reason to distrust our spouse. And for that, I'm not worried about if she has a male friend, whatever his thought process is. I trust my wife in that issue.
Okay. And you know what? Gary said something that, you know, it does make a difference in your marriage, that word trust, because you can't really have, it's hard to function if you don't trust your spouse. So, Tim, what's your thought on that, or your wife having friends of the opposite sex? Are you okay with that? So it can't be like a random. In other words, Tim, you do believe that your wife can just be a platonic friend to a male. And this is kind of getting off the subject a little bit, but do you think that women can be vulnerable to those type of guys?
Oh, definitely.
So if he comes in with a motive, you know, and
whether he has a motive or not, we're creatures of opportunity. So they may have started off as blunt hunt confidant, and then all of a sudden we have an issue with how she has something that she really wants to get off her chest, but she doesn't feel comfortable sharing it with me because she don't know how to respond, so she talks. And now they have this bond with each other where they can confide in each other with things that they can't other people, and it flusters into something else. So to piggyback on what Tim said, transparency is the key. And for both people involved, both husband and wife, if they trust each other to be able to say, hey, this is what's going on with this guy, and this is what's going on here, each of them can deal with that situation before it goes into something that's not supposed to be.
Okay. And I agree with that, because sometimes women, you know, we are emotional by nature, you know what I mean? So, and we're going to get into some other things later in the show as far as, you know, how emotions can be tapped into as far as women and attention and things of that nature. So, Mr. Murphy, are you okay with your wife having friends of the opposite sex? I just didn't talk into the mic.
Can I please I'm not okay with my wife having a friend. And my wife okay with me having a friend. But, I don't know.
Is this okay if you're not okay with it? We're just being, you know, this is why you guys are here, because everybody's mind does not think alike. So what may work for Tim might not work for, you know, for you, and what works for, you know, David may not work for Gary. You know what I mean? So it's okay. Because the thing is, it's, you know, I do have friends of the opposite sex, but you know them. So what they got incorporated into the marriage, into the relationship. Will you say you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
So they're not any randoms that. Okay.
Right.
I totally agree with that. And also I can say that, you know, because you have an issue, because, you know, of course, the outside person that you don't pay bills with, you don't have an everyday life with, you don't have any children with, those people always seem like fun. You know what I mean? So I totally agree with that. I think that my opinion on this topic is, I feel that if you have male friends, if your wife has male friends of the opposite sex, I mean, you should know about them. I don't think they should pop up, you know, like 20 years. Yep, you guys have been married 10 years, and then 8 years in the marriage, you find out she's friends with whomever, but you don't know the person. You don't communicate with them either. So my opinion with that is, you know, if you came into the situation with male friends already and they're going to be everybody's friend, like, you know, everybody kind of becomes one, I'm kind of okay with that. The part I'm not okay with is if she has had some sexual encounter with a guy. Because, I mean, to me, can they be friends? Of course. You know, you got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of women out here, ladies. Let's keep it real. There's a lot of women out here, too, that slept with men, and they now call them their brother.
As a man, we never get the full story. We never get how we got to We never get the, well, we dated in high school or we dated in college for a minute. It really doesn't count. But there's always, you know, I heard a pastor speak a long time about being divorced from an individual. And it doesn't mean that you were ever married to him. But if you ever shared a physical connection with this person, it takes a lot to divorce, get that person out of your system. And so what happens is you go into another relationship, it could be marriage, it could be a long-term relationship, but you still hold in all of these physical connections with a bunch of different people. And in that situation, you have to detach yourself from from that is that for your next relationship to flourish. And it's unfair to us as men to be labeled as, you know, oh, they don't trust me. All these different things that have nothing to do with the fact that truly some guys, you don't have your business being friends with.
I mean, I totally agree with that. Now, I have to agree with you on that, so far as you shouldn't be friends with certain guys. Now, we're going to go into this a little more. You know, when we say friendship, right? So your wife is cool with this person. How about your wife communicating with the person far as on a regular basis? And when I say regular basis, this is somebody, this is her friend, her homeboy, whatever you want to call it, but she's talking to him continuously on a regular basis, or she's hanging out with him. So are you guys okay with these male friends that, you know, your wifey gets to go hang out? Wifey might say she's having a cocktail with them, having drinks with them, and I know that we talked about trust, but are you guys okay with those types of relationships? What do you think about that, David? Or maybe he don't have an other, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then that means that it's probably both of us have to say. It's something like, why is he talking about it? If he's aware of the relationship that he has with another man, husband, wife, whatever, again, whatever their relationship is, and he's still trying to spend time with her, then he either doesn't have anyone or he does have other.
Well, I personally think that, you know, a man that doesn't have somebody else, because to me, you know, I think there's always some type of attraction amongst a man and a woman. Somehow, whatever the connection may be. It doesn't always have to be physical. But sometimes I believe there's always some type of attraction. So, Melissa, I hope that answers your
question.
That's okay.
But there are some things that that person has to do. He's slightly younger now to her, and he looks up to her as a quote unquote big sister.
Okay.
And he went through, he actually going through a very dramatic situation and a separation and a divorce from his wife. And he was ostracized from his home. And my wife actually told him that it was okay for him to stay in the house with us.
Okay, so you were cool with him?
I was 100%.
Was this someone that you know as well, Gary?
I knew he was
okay.
From the church that I was introduced to.
Got you.
And they truly had a very good relationship. So I look at their relationship and he depends on her as a friend would.
So more like a sister, like a real, you're comfortable with it as really more like a sister brother type relationship.
Like, aware of their relationship.
It's different,
like,
yeah.
So it's like almost, even though, you know, he's saying with his friend, it's almost like you guys are, you know.
Right.
So it's
actually, like I said, you know, there are male friends that became both of, you know, our friends. But these were individuals that were already my friends. And so, you know, when my husband and I started dating, we basically kind of everybody just became one big family. So there's no hitting friends. Okay. Well, Melissa, I hope that answers your question. Well, actually, Melissa's, it's a really long paragraph, but really her husband does not allow her to have male friends without that. So that's kind of where probably her question came from. All right, guys. So this is something I want to ask you guys before we get to the next question. What is a pet peeve that you guys may have with your wives? Tim, what's a pet peeve, one pet peeve you can think off the top of your head that you have with your wife that absolutely drives you insane?
I think like be visiting something like things that I feel like or you know, to be in a conversation, we have to think about something. And during the course of having that conversation all with something that happened 2 weeks ago, something comes up, or 6 months ago, or whatever it is. done and it's over and we've gone through life like thousands of hours at that time. Coming up 2 months later or whatever, because now there's another disagreement, like you try to tie a prior action to make it relevant to what's going on right now. I'm not with that.
A pet peeve. But you don't want, in other words, you don't want her to, you feel like when something's done.
When it's done to me, and I think like, okay, we're going to talk about it now, and if we talk about it, and we go through that, then why are we doing this? Like, why is that at some point?
Now, is it coming up irrelevant? Like, okay, you had some conversation, and it's coming up because it may be something you're referring back to something that may have happened, using it for an example. No? All right, guys. Well, there you have it. So that's a pet peeve of Tim. So what's a pet peeve of yours, David, that something your wife does that drives you absolutely insane?
Pet peeve? I have a great wife. So.
You know all the right things to say, don't you, Mr. Murphy? Something that just drives you absolutely insane that you just right now, if your wife stopped doing it, it making your marriage making be a little more productive. So which one? Because it doesn't mean it's gonna stop, right? It may be a part of somebody's makeup, you know. Well, that's just being. You want that to be done, and let's deal with this new argument, because the last argument doesn't have anything to do with the new argument. And so, Gary, what's a pet peeve that your wife does that just absolutely drives you insane?
My wife literally drives me insane, and it's a huge issue for me, because for her, she'd care less.
You know what, I'm just going to ignore my husband. Because I don't think, you know, you wake up with that on your mind, or you come home with that on your mind, I'm going to just ignore my husband and give all my time away to someone else. I have a question from, I want to say Juanita. I think I'm enunciating that correctly. So Juanita from Raleigh, North Carolina, she wants to talk about communication. She never knows what her husband is thinking unless he is upset. Why don't men know how to communicate? Tim, what's your take on that?
The real issue with a lot of times is communication. Women don't accept what they say, or they don't like the way you deliver it, and it's like, you know, it's communication as well. So it's like you don't talk. I mean, sometimes you can say it, and they don't listen to it, and then it gets to the point where when it gets to a certain point, and then you say it in a not-so-nice way, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, you're not a good person, you shut it down, or everything doesn't have to be an argument. But I know as a man, you probably said it a number of different ways, precisely good. And then this is like, why are you asking me questions?
Well, see, I think women are over communicating a lot of times. We are. We over communicate. So if something's wrong, we're going to tell you. If we don't like something, we're going to tell you. If something happened exciting a lot of times in our day, we're going to call and tell you. So I think we over communicate. I think for a lot of times, men, what's important to us sometimes is not important to you guys.
Or if something comes out of hand, because it's really not that big of a deal.
But it's not that big of a deal to you guys, right? So, but it's a big deal to us.
So how do we know? Like, if it's not a big deal to us, it's not a big deal.
So how do you define, I have to say this, just talking from a male perspective, I think that you guys, the big things to us are small things to you guys. So we do feel like, just say, for example, something happened throughout your day at work, and we find out 2 months later, it's kind of like, did you hide it? It doesn't have to be anything, of course, malicious or anything, deceitful or anything like that. We feel like we should know everything that's going on in you guys' lives. We should know everything. If your tire got flat, you should have called and told me. You know what I mean? So that is how we basically think as women. So, David, what's your take on communication? Do you feel like that you communicate when you have an issue with your wife? Do you feel like you communicate it, or how do you handle if you have an issue as far as communication is concerned? Or if you don't have an issue, just as far as communication is concerned, period, do you feel like you need to talk to your wife about everything?
are not receptive to our message. So, you know, I
took it upon myself to cook, and I cook a lot in my house. And one day my wife made a comment about me making some rice, and I've been cooking, making rice for 7 years. And she made a comment about it, and, you know, thankfully we're in a second or third or fourth phase of our marriage, because these same comments that she would make would shut me down. And I wouldn't cook anymore. And I wouldn't, whatever it was that she spoke to, if it was you didn't like the way I cleaned the bathroom, guess what? You clean it from now on. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't have a back and forth about it. I would just finish up, and I'm like, okay, 2 weeks later, when are you going to clean the bathroom? I'm like, no, you got it. You got it. But she
would
never.
You kind of shut down.
Right. And that's what most men do. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, you know, and like she said, when he gets upset, of course, he'll vent. Not in a way of communicating, but he'll vent, let her know that he's that upset to let her, you know, feel what he's going.
Well, how do you guys communicate with your wives? Like, for example, if there's something bothering you, right? Because, you know, with us, you know, we'll wake up on Tuesday morning like, you know what, I don't like how he said good morning to me this morning, you know, like, really. And I guess we're going to start texting, or we're going to call and be like, well, why you cut me off? Why did you hang up the phone so quick? So, because we're over communicators and we're overthinkers, and you guys' brains doesn't operate like that. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to communicate something, just say you don't like something. You're bothered by something. Do you communicate that with a, hey, can we talk? Do you send an email? Do you send a text? Like, how do you communicate with your wife if there is an issue? Or do you not say anything?
Most people don't say anything. And that's why it becomes this whole big thing that mm-hmm. it didn't never have to be if you just address it when it's just small, minute.
See, that's where I am with it.
Took the right like that, you know. But, you know, to be effective communicators on both sides, both people have to be willing to, you got to make yourself vulnerable. You got to be able to put, you know, say everything that you truly need to say for the reason you need to say it. Not, you know, I took all the money out of account because I don't want you doing X, Y, Z. No, you know, we had an agreement, and we said we weren't going to do these things, and you decided to do it. So if we can sit and talk about that, nobody would have to go and start making those kind of moves.
Well, so you should communicate that. Not
right.
A problem with it. And I mean, I agree with that, but sometimes you guys, you spoke on something, you guys do hold things in, which I don't think to women that it's fair that you guys, you know, in marriages sometimes you guys will hold things in. Something could have bothered you for 3 or 4 months, and we'll have no clue about it. And so when it does.
Even if it's minor and you don't verbally say something, if it does something that annoys you, you know what it is.
I think you guys try to avoid confrontation.
Yeah, because the little things turn into big things most times. But because especially if what you say, if what I say to you, you don't like, it's going to become a bigger problem. Because then, it's all the questions of, well, what are you talking about? Or what if it means now you want all these large explanations for something that could be as simple as something like that.
We tend to want you to explain things a little more thoroughly, and you guys are so blunt sometimes, not everybody, but you guys sometimes, you know, you're so blunt and to the point, but I feel like personally, if I have done something that you're bothered by, just tell me on Monday. Don't hold that for 2 or 3 months, because it may be something I can try to go work on or fix or something like that. Excuse you, Tim.
But if it's just suggesting how it goes, it's not like something like that, you don't feel like there's anything wrong. And it could just be something, you know, like you said, maybe it's a little thing that you guys discuss that go on. So sometimes, okay, I'm going to let it go today. I'm not going to say anything about, you know, this money that we spent or this or whatever. But then if it continues to go on, yeah, eventually you got to say something. And then that's when, yeah, that's going on. And then that's when you come back with, well, what do you say something?
But are you waiting until you get to a place of anger, or are you talking about that in a calm place? Because that's what I'm talking about as far as...
I think most times when you go to somebody, you don't just go to them looking like, okay, I want to try to fight. Like, you go to them and be like, look, I just want to bring you this
Now, this can work on both sides. This is the husband and the wife. Now, I think sometimes human nature, you can say, well, hey, if you have an issue, come and let me know. But human nature, when somebody comes and let you know something and you hear that as a negative or you feel like somebody is attacking you or however you are receiving it, okay, your response is going to be not the, sometimes the action to what they're saying. It is the action to what they're saying. You don't, sometimes we don't hear what the person is saying because we hear that as a negative, right? So, and that's true talk. So if she's argued with you for the last 3 weeks, right, or you guys have been going back and forth, and then today she's actually coming from a really great place, and she said something to you, and she might talk to you about maybe cleaning the house up or something, just for an example. Because you already have heard her talking about ABC in the last couple of weeks, you guys are going to take that in a negative manner. So we want you guys to move when we want you to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm guilty of it because, you know, I'll ask him to go. I can say, can you go get such and such out the car? And I come back 15, 20 minutes later. I said I'll go get it. So I think because you know what we do when we want something done, we go do it right now. I got you guys. Trust me on that. Well, let's talk about a really important issue, money. Let's talk about money, okay? Money is a really big issue in a marriage outside of communication, all of the other things that we've already discussed. Now, when it comes to money in your marriage, do you need to know everything that your wife spends money on? Do you need to know it down to the dollar, to the penny, to the cent? Paul?
Of course.
Need to know every penny, every dollar.
I
think you need to know.
I want to know, but I just don't go check. So it's not that clear.
Okay. What you think about that, Gary? Do you need to know every dollar, penny, and cent, you know, that your wife spends?
Actually, no, I don't. Ironically, I do because I have a little finance from family.
Okay.
But not from an accountability standpoint. I just know what those things
are. Okay.
But my wife and I kind of have an unwritten rule. Our money is our money, no matter where it comes from. So I'm totally okay with whatever judgment she makes in regards to spending. Mm-hmm. I just ask her, and she does the same, not to make any problems for us. So, for example, with her check, she can spend whatever she wants with it as long as she knows that the bills are covered, that we have to take care of. But don't take money and do something else, either help a family member, help a friend, or go have a shopping spree at the mall and then say, oh, I forgot to handle this.
Not being basically
right.
Spend the money and you haven't taken care of the household.
I mean, that's actually been more to me than my spouse in our relationship. But we both agreed to make sure that home base is covered first before.
And before
so
you go out,
I honestly don't.
You need to know every dollar. How about you, Tim? Do you need to know every dollar down to the penny to the cent of what your wife spends? Okay. Now, who is, like, everybody has the financial, I call it financial manager in their household. You know, sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife. Because, of course, we all know that one manages money sometimes a little better than the other person. Or this is the person assigned to making sure everything in the household is paid. Because everybody knows with your household, there comes a lot of bills. right? So is that something you do in your household? Well, basically, I think you said you're the one that, are you the one that, like, make sure all your bills are paid?
I kind of make judgment calls on what we should spend money on, however, in 20 years that my wife and I have together, from the minute we started dating, she physically manages all the money.
Okay, and how about your household, Tim? Who manages the money in your household? You do, okay. And how about your household? Say, who manages the money in your household?
My wife.
Really, this is another question I want to talk to you guys about. And this question is a little sensitive to a lot of women, okay? So, infidelity. So I'm going to ask this question. This is Karen, and Karen lives in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm trying not to read the entire thing. When they email in, you know, they're really long. So recently, her husband went through infidelity where her husband actually stepped outside of the marriage. She's having a hard time forgiving him. She wants to know when you got, she doesn't feel that he's apologetic. I'm just going to try to short brief this. She doesn't feel he's apologetic for what he's done. And she wants to know, why do men think it's okay to determine when you get over something?
Okay. Like, I think you guys are good about it at that time. And ask everything he knows, but the guy doesn't want to relive. Like, he already knows what he did, right? So I don't think he wants to, like, every time something flashes in your head, you come back and talk about that.
Well, Tim, let's say this. I mean, and this is not for all men. So, guys, you know, we're not directing this to just everybody. So this is not just, you know, overall. We're just talking kind of individual case by cases. But a lot of guys do have some of the same language, just like a lot of the men, women have some of the same language. But in this case, her email is really long. If you forgive someone, right, and I think this is what it looks like she's done, forgave him so she can stay in the marriage. Sometimes you forgive with your mouth, but you haven't forgave with your heart. That, but you know what, and this may be a controversial, statement, what I'm about to say. I do think that sometimes, not all men, of course, but I do think in some situations that if you've done something, which you guys, it's like, why are we still talking about it? That was last week. But we're still emotionally attached to what happened. So we're still emotionally attached to the action. You guys got up the next week and kind of like, why are we still having that conversation? Because I thought you forgave me. But forgiveness, that comes with time. That comes with, I mean, in your job, if you, whether it's the wife or the husband, okay, in this case it was the husband, but if you are the one that broke the trust in the marriage, then it's your job to me to rebuild. It takes sometimes years to rebuild trust. It takes seconds to break trust.
I'm not saying that the trust is broken. The issue is remorse. If he shows nothing more for her to do something like that, if he never shows remorse, like, okay, he's done work on this. And they never had that moment where he broke down and said, okay, you know, flip him back. Then why did she look for it? He didn't have more important in the moment. it's not going to happen. So it's like, stop going back and talk to him about it, because the more, the further he gets removed from it, yeah, that's going to be, I think that's going to be anybody, anybody that. So if you're not emotional, that's the thing. It's like the biggest thing is, if somebody does something like that, and you guys have this small talk, there is no more, there is no more, and then at some point in time, yeah, you as a person who's damaged, you don't feel like, oh, we're the first to talk about it, like,
so I've spoke to a couple of different females in different situations, going through that same thing. And but it, in my opinion, I think what it boils down to, men don't do this a lot. They do it also, but not as much as females. They want to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. It becomes an issue of, just like what she's saying, it becomes an issue of punishing the individual who did the act, instead of both of you guys working towards what you agree is your end result. If you guys want to stay in a relationship and you want it to work, you know, before you can forgive someone, you have to be willing, you have to want to forgive that person. And it's okay if, you know, if you haven't forgiven them. But here's the deal: you guys want it both ways. You want to be able to say, "Give me your credit card," you know. Give me access to all your bank accounts. I want this. You need to buy me a new ring. You need all of these things, but then you still want to say, I haven't truly gotten over it. You can't have it both ways. And I've ruined your trust, and I've made you feel like emotionally you repulse me, this, that, and the other. Then don't let me in the house. But don't let me come in the house under the guise that we're okay and we're working on each other being a better couple, and then every day we have the same conversation, and when I don't jump to the tune that you want me to jump to, now all of a sudden I'm not remorseful. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to tell me how I need to get over, like, no, you just can't have it both ways.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So you feel like if there, the forgiveness is not totally there yet, then don't have me in your space? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. So we can, so the Lord can forgive us for everything. And confess and be willing to move on. He doesn't say we have to be able to repent for the rest of our lives.
So you feel like women sometimes, when you guys, if you guys do something wrong, we kind of want you guys to pay for it. One incident that's going on, and you guys have already talked about it. And
whatever.
Okay. Can't answer if you haven't went through a situation, but do you think you'll be able to forgive your wife if there was infidelity in the marriage? All right, there you have it, guys. You want to be honest? Yeah, well, men are built a little bit different. What about you, David? You think you'll be able to forgive your wife if she hit infidelity in the marriage?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because a man's broken trust is not the same as a woman's broken trust. And I mean, guys, to be honest, we're stronger than you guys. We are. We're stronger than you guys, actually.
Okay.
So, I'm talking about far as us having to, far as us accepting things and things of that nature. Yeah, we're stronger than you guys, I think, personally, because we deal with things a little bit better than you guys. I think when it comes to certain situations, we can handle things better. You have more women that forgive their spouses than you will have men that forgive their spouses. Is that safe to say? Okay. Well, guys, we have actually this conversation probably going for 2 more hours. So what I would like to do, because I want to go through some of the pertinent questions, because I know women are going to be so upset with me during this show that they didn't get their questions answered, because it's really important for us to know how you guys think, because you guys are helping other women. Because guess what they're doing now? They're taking this and applying to, okay, well, that may be how my husband may feel, because we don't know, because we're not men. You understand what I'm saying? So I do appreciate you guys joining us this morning to talk about getting inside of a male's mind. And what I would like to do is I'm going to have you guys come back. Tim, I know that you are in the Atlanta area, so we will arrange for you to call in. So what we're going to do is do a live show on a Thursday, so we can do it live and so everyone can kind of see the show as it's going on. But that show won't be edited as this one. You know, we may kind of put some things together with this one, but that's going to be live. So what you say is what you're going to say, okay? all right, guys. I want to thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon for Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. I want to thank Gary this morning. I want to thank Tim. And I definitely want to thank David, my spouse. I think he played it very safe today. Good job, hubby. Now he can get back in the house. All right, so I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. All my listeners to Motivate My Life Radio, I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and you guys have a great rest of the weekend on purpose. Here we go. Y'all know people are going to be mad. Because that's why I said, when I do, the next time I do it, honestly, the next time I do it,